Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Perfect for a stroll if you're out and about. In Haifa, the air is a bit cooler, with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel has targeted Hezbollah's terror infrastructure in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reveals Prime Minister Netanyahu made a secret visit to the UAE during the ongoing conflict with Iran. Also this hour, JNS states that Netanyahu met with the Gaza Board of Peace envoy as tensions with Hamas continue despite a Trump-brokered ceasefire. Separately, I-24 News confirms Netanyahu's clandestine meeting with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. And finally, according to the Times of Israel, Lufthansa Group and Wizz Air will resume flights to Tel Aviv after a three-month pause due to the war. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared a heated exchange between presenter Leigh-Ann Gerrans and former advisor Jason Perlman about civilian deaths in Lebanon. This was posted just minutes ago. The Times of Israel posted earlier today about the resumption of flights by Lufthansa Group and Wizz Air to Tel Aviv. LT. Call. Peter Lerner noted in a post 15 minutes ago that recent stories linked to Netanyahu suggest a focus on topics beyond the political turmoil. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's strike on Hezbollah's infrastructure in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reported that this action comes as Hezbollah vows to continue fighting. This development further escalates the already tense situation along the Israel-Lebanon border. For civilians, the threat of conflict in the region remains a pressing concern. Turning to Netanyahu's secret trip to the UAE, Ynet and I-24 News both highlight this undisclosed visit as a significant diplomatic move amid the Iran conflict. The meeting with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed is being called a historic breakthrough. Such diplomatic engagements suggest potential shifts in regional alliances. Meanwhile, JNS reports Netanyahu's meeting with the Gaza Board of Peace envoy. This comes as Hamas continues to reject disarmament despite the Trump-negotiated truce. The persistence of hostilities underscores the fragile nature of ceasefires in the region. For peace efforts, this presents a considerable challenge. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Alo Yoga is under scrutiny after anti-Israel messages appeared in delivery slips, raising concerns among Israeli consumers. Separately, Globes reveals that Wix has paid $38 million in earn-out payments for Base44, with the announcement following disappointing first-quarter results. And finally, CTEC reports that Or Offer will step down as CEO of SimilarWeb after nearly 20 years as the board begins a formal succession process. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.